Here we go.
That's what we got to yesterday.
Yeah. Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halakha Dalet, 4-4. Okay. Again, we're talking about the wrong way to do a Korban Pesach. But anyways. Hamafrish Nekeva Lepisco. Someone didn't know the halakhas, and he designated a female animal for his Korban Pesach.
Did you know how to tell the difference? That's the question.
Oh, Zachar B'Shtei Shanim. Or a male animal, but 2 years old, which is totally over the hill, right? It's got to be under
the hill.
It's got to be less than 1 year. So now, what do you do? So, I mean, if he did it far in advance, then Yira Ad Sheipol, he lets it graze Ad Sheipol Bol Mum until a mum befalls it, right? I mean, it's got to happen on its own. The Macher, and then once it gets the mum, now you're able to sell it. The Yavi B'Damav Pesach, and then you can take the money and bring the money to buy a Korban Pesach. V'im lo nafal b'mum ad shikir pisco, and if it didn't get a mum until you had bring your a new Korban Pesach, right, which is likely what's going to happen because it's not going to get a mum so quick. So yami b'damav shlamim. Then when it gets its mum, you just bring So then the same way any leftover Korban Pesach is brought for a shlamim. So this money would also just go for a regular shlamim. Yeah, hifrish, right? Because it would seem you could never bring the animal itself since it was done in an improper way, since it was totally missing. But that's a whole discussion.
That's a big note.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole discussion. Why can't you bring the animal itself if it's already past the time? But anyways, hifrish. Okay.
Why isn't the whole thing like, what if you dedicated a deer? Like, why did you say it just doesn't have any effect?
Oh, so here's the difference. A deer is totally something which can't be a korban, so therefore it never would get that kedushas haguf. We never get this essential kedushas. You could just redeem it right away. But since this is an animal that could have been a korban,
well, can the female ever have been the korban pesach?
Not a korban pesach, but it could be a shlamim and it could be some other things. So it's funny. I know it is an interesting point. Yeah, it's a very good point. But that's why this is middle ground. You're right.
Yeah, because I understand the male could have been a Korban Pesach.
Yeah, but a female
could have passed. But there's no way at any time, the moment the female was conceived, that it could have been a Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
That's the only question.
It's a good point, but that's what they're bringing out over here, that since it's fitting to be other Korbanas, it's an interesting point.
Okay.
It's a very good point. But that's what it is, because it's fitting to be some other Korban. Hey, Hifrish Pisco Vamace. The guy was Mafrish his Korban Pesach, and then he died.
The guy.
And
it's still a young sheep.
And it seems in this case, he was the only. He was the only owner. So now the
Korban Pesach. This guy obviously had a good appetite.
Well, maybe it was like weeks in advance. He hadn't yet gotten anyone into his group yet.
Okay.
And he wasn't on good terms with his kids. Anyway, so. You're going to see in a minute. Anyways, so he dies, and the Korban Pesach had no owner. So lo yevienu b'no acharav l'shem pesach. His son can't bring it anymore because the Korban Pesach was there with a moment with no owner. So now, whoop, it's out. So you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach.
How about a shlamim?
Hello, l'shem shlamim.
Oh,
so you just bring it as a shlamim. You can't bring it as a Korban Pesach because, you know, unless he was like, you know, some major Kabbalist, he ain't coming back to eat it. So he's got to bring a shlamim.
So they can do that?
I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi used to come back and make Kiddush. But anyways, v'mayim emuna im aviv. But what if he was within his father's group? So then, even though the father died, the son is there's still some of the group left over. So therefore, it doesn't really have to be a son. It could really be anybody. But anyways, it's kind of for the next part of the halacha is nogea. So Allah, if he was part of that same group with his father, so then v'yem l'shem pesach, he'll bring it as a korban pesach.
What's the Kiddush there?
Oh, so you'll see. When was this case happening? Because now we're getting into discussion of an onen, right? If someone's parent or one of the seven relatives passes away, you can't do any mitzvos. But that's more of a later thing. The main thing mentioned in the Torah is you can't eat korbanos.
Yeah.
But here, since...
And we learned that from Aaron HaKohen when his son passed
away. Yeah, that's one of the places. One.
No, he did.
So since... Well, because it was exceptional cases. Anyway, so... But the point is like this. If the person's... One of his seven relatives, in this case was the father, passed away after Chatzos, since the obligation to bring the Korban Pesach has already kicked in...
Yeah.
So it seems it pushes off the onen status. and we tell you to actually bring the korban.
So it trumps it.
Avo korim chatzos, but if the father passed away before chatzos, so the obligation of the korban pesach hasn't yet kicked in, so he became an onin first.
Hello, pesach sheni.
Arei ze nilchil pesach sheni. He's now pushed off to bring a pesach sheni. Mipnei shehu onin. Like he's an onin, Moshe his brother explained. V'yavi pischo zeb sheni. He'll bring this for his pesach sheni. Halach avav.
So what happens though to the korban? The remainder of the people in the group, I guess, if there's any other
If there's other people, then I guess they would bring it, and then he'd have to bring a new one, yeah.
But the son is out of the loop anyways for Pesach. He has to go to Pesach Sheni,
yeah.
Even though he was originally listed in the group, because the father passed away
before. But I guess he's talking about here, it was just, if it was just the relatives, they're all pushed off, so then they'll all bring it later.
So let's say he has kids.
The grandkids.
Let's say there's 20 grandkids.
So then they'll do it.
Because can they, if they're all cottons though, can they take it over?
Oh, now you're getting a whole other question.
So if one of them is over 13, then one could do it. But if they're all under 13,
then it could be it's a problem. I don't know where the Rambam Paskin is in that way, so I can't answer. Misha Aved Pisco, someone who lost, there's a lot of sheep going around, so I guess it's kind of easy. He lost his Korban Pesach. So what's he got to do? He's lost his Korban Pesach. He's got to go back to the store and get another one. Umetzah acher shehefresh Pesach acher. And now he finds his first one. You know, so he's got Pesachs 1 and 2. V'harei shnein omdim. Now he's got both of them. So now you can choose whichever one you want. Yakrev eizimim shiir tzilashim Pesach. Whichever one you want, you bring as the Korban Pesach. And the other one goes shlamim. As a shlamim. V'hashen yikrev shlamim. Now, Mitzoh Akar Shishaka Pisco, if you found number one after you shech the number two, so obviously, Areze Yikrev Shlamim. Now, the whole reason the Rambam brought this up is because of the case of Tamura. And seemingly the reason why he even brought this whole case is because there's a mission about it. But anyways, V'chem in Heimer Bozeh HaNimtza. Similarly, right, so you found animal number one after you shech the number two. So it's a perfect Shlamim now. So therefore, if you try to transfer its Kedusha to another animal, a Tamura, right, if you try to make a Tamura on it, since it is now a pure shlamim, its kedusha will properly transfer, and the second animal will also become a shlamim. Right, Rabbi? You guys learned about tamura? Yeah, mentioned tamura? Yeah, fine. Meaning you have the two animals. You're not supposed to do this. It's a prohibition, and you take, say, the kedusha from one's on the other. So since it's a pure breed shlamim now, its kedusha could transfer over in a healthy way. Right? It's like funny. Now he's going back to his case before. You found animal number one.
Before you shechted two.
Yeah, before you shechted two. So now, since each one of these animals at this moment has a dual.
Well, each one is right. It could be a korban pesach.
So, but it could also be a shlamim.
Right.
So it's a schizo. So now, when you have a schizo, you can't do a healthy tamura to that. Like when you're trying to do a tamura, it's like, it's like a gray area.
It doesn't have a unique
category. So it's like a messed up. It's got problems with the genes. Hol v'zeh nimtza roi la'akrivo pesach roi la'akrivo shlam. Since this one that you found is now able to be a pesach or a shlam, because now you got two. Kemoshe be'an, like we've explained. So imheimer v'zeh nimtza. If you would actually do a tamura on this animal you found, bein korim shkita sam mufrash tachtav bein acher shkita, regardless if you did the tamura before or after you shechted behema number one, ein tamura sakreva, you cannot bring the tamura animal as a sacrifice because it's coming from this, you know, messed up kedusha.
But you say, why not after?
So it seems that since when you found it, it got like this interesting status of either able to be a Pesach or a Shlamim. It seems it never loses that in-between status. That's what seems to be going on.
Even if you take the other one, it's my Korban Pesach. So obviously this one is not your Korban Pesach.
I know, but since, that's what's interesting about it. The Rambam is saying since it was potentially...
It was in the twilight zone for any amount of time.
It stays in that time.
You're right.
That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, yeah.
Okay.
But you're right. It is a chiddush. You'd say now it's over. Let it just be a pure shlamim.
It can't be a pesach.
I know. It could be because of this whole thing of being lost and then found again. It kind of puts it through this funny process. Ain't tamura sakreva elatira. You have to let it graze. Achipu b'mum. You get it to mum. reuse the money, then already the money's okay, which is an interesting story, because if it's coming from messed up kedusha, the money should also, but then we don't take it that far. It's just the animal itself has a problem.
But you can't even bring the animals to shlemim. You have, because of the quasi status, you can't even bring it as a shlemim. You have to exchange it for money after.
Yeah, and somehow that exchange, cleans it out of its problems, and then it's able to be brought as a shlemim. Zion. Pesach she'av Rosh Hashanaso, or Pesach that got too old, it passed its year. Ushlamim aboy machmas Pesach, or any case where you have a shlamim that's coming because you had a Pesach, something happened, you had extra Pesach, whatever it was. Harei ein kishlamim l'chol davar. It now becomes a complete shlamim. To unim smicha, you have to do smicha. Unisachim, you have to bring the proper wine and flour offerings with it.
Libations.
Yeah. Utzrufas chazav v'shok, and you wave the chest and
the hind leg, and it goes
to the Kohen. Mashen Kohen Pesach, as opposed to Korban Pesach, doesn't have that. So that's the thing about
it. The Kohen doesn't get anything.
The Korban Pesach doesn't have these three elements to it, but when it switches to a Shlomim, it fully switches to a Shlomim.
Could you imagine if they do the waving for all those Korban Pesach? It'd be crazy.
And then it gets all the halachas of a Shlomim. That's the Chiddush. You would think, maybe since it started off as a Pesach, it's still limited within the Pesach laws. We're saying, no, now that it's a Shlomim, it's taken on a whole new identity. Okay, or at least in regards to these halachas. Okay, Ches.
Now, is that even if it's... So this is the... Okay, so yeah, because this is ones that even if it's exchanged, etc., of course it's a shlamim.
Yeah, that would be even more of it. And the Rambam doesn't mention if you eat it for 2 days. That's the only thing he doesn't say, but I would guess you do, but he doesn't say, so that I'm not sure about. Because a Pesach's only eaten that night as opposed to a shlamim's eaten in 2 days. So I don't know. It seems you could, but he doesn't say. Oh, they say it in the note here, it looks like.
Which one?
Maybe that's a different. No, they're getting to a different thing over there. Okay, anyways, Pesach should. Oh, they're going to get a whole other problem. Pesach should is arev b'shlamim, right? So obviously you can't have normal cases, right? So you have the Pesach that gets confused with all your shlamims. You came because it could be. I mean, you came down. You plan on spending a couple days there. You're going to bring your chagiga offerings, and you bring shlamims every day. So you're going to get your simcha meat, right? You got to bring a korban every other day when you go down on Yom Tov. So you came down. And you lost track. Which one was the Korban Pesach? Which one was the this and the that? Oh, now you're... So Yikrivu Kulam Shlamim. So it's not the end of the world.
You have an extra Shlamim now.
Yeah,
basically.
Because a Pesach could be a Shlamim, so you didn't totally mess up. You just buy one more sheep, bring that as the Korban Pesach, and the rest will all just be your Shlamims. But what happens if Nisar B'Zvachim Acherim? What if you had some Olas, and you got your Korban Pesach mixed up with Olos? So Yirat Shibul Bemor. This takes a really long time. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, you have to ask a farmer how long it's taking. Anyways, you wait them all to get mums. That's expensive. Now you don't know which one was which. So you find the nicest, best animal, right?
That's the old.
It's worth the most money. And now you got to know all of them because you don't know which one it was. So now all the ones you had, you've got to. At least of that type. All the various types you have, you've got to give at least one animal at that value of the highest. Because maybe it was that one, maybe it was this one. So you've got to take out some from your pocket.
It was that one for what?
Meaning you have a bunch of animals. You know, three of them worth $75, one of them's worth $100. Now you're not sure which one was the shlamim, which one was the ola.
Right.
So now you've for sure got to bring at least $100 shlamim and $100 ola, because you don't know which one was which.
Right.
So you basically got to say, you know, you take this animal and you say whichever one it is, it should go... You have two piles of money. You say it should go on the, whichever this thing it really is. Yeah, you have to work that out because you don't want to put it on the. But basically, that's what you end up doing is you get the higher price. You have to make sure that whatever the highest price animal is, all the various types of korbanos get brought at that price.
Sorry, in the first case, what's the opposite? You have a pen with 10 korban pesachs and one shlamim goes in, and you get mixed.
You have the same problem, right?
You
bring them all as
you
could still bring them all as shlamim, right? But just it's more people got messed over.
Yeah.
It's more people have to buy new korban pesach.
Now you're going to have to buy a lot more korban pesachs.
Yeah. But here, we have them all to get a mum.
Well, here because they're not all the same type of korban.
Well, here's a funny case. Like, you don't know what any of these animals are anymore. So I guess you just take the money and you say wherever. Okay, that's probably what you do. You say wherever the kedusha of an ola is, I want it to go on this money. And if it's lacking $25 because it's the cheaper animal, I am now declaring the extra $25 should be in Ola. Right. And wherever the shlamim is, I'm putting it on this money. And if it's lacking, I'm adding a kedusha to the extra $25. That's what you'd have to do.
But you only have to do with one and one. But let's say if there's 20 korbanos there, let's say four are olos and the rest are shlamim, you only do it to one ola, you do it to all the olas, you do it to all the shlamim. So what would you do?
Well, if you knew you only had one shlam, so you only do one shlam at the highest price of the animal.
Right, but if you had three olas?
So then you'd give one at the highest price. And then it's a question, if it's all four of them at different prices, I guess you then go with the next two highest price.
Okay.
And just always, you're always trying to err on the side of caution, make sure that you always brought the right amount. And in any case where you're afraid there isn't enough, you just declare the extra amount, I am now declaring Kedusha. Because if you don't, you're going to have some chulin money mixed in. That's going to be big problems. So anything that's not getting transferred, you have to declare independently as new Kedusha. So you have to make sure to do that. You bring from the most money value of one type of korban with me'ayav shebem shlamim, and also that same high value, you bring a shlamim v'yafsid ha-mosim ibeso, and the extras you lose from your house, pay out of pocket.
Oh
boy. I'm going to explain in Psula HaMikdashim. Now, nis'arev b'choros, they got confused with b'choros.
Oh no.
So now, b'choros,
they all got a grace. They're
you can never redeem a b'chor, right?
No.
You eat them with a mum. Yirakol achibu a mum, you wait for them all to get a mum. V'yachlu kibachor balmum, and you have to eat them with the restrictions of a balmum in the way you want it, because as usually you're going to have a lot of extra meat here. You're not going to want to eat it all yourself. The way you sell it has to be done in a more private way, unless you can't weigh it necessarily and stuff like that. V'yavi behema shiyafa kiyafa shivis taruvis, and again, you bring one animal that is worth the same value as the nicest of all of them, because here's only one korban that you got mixed in with all these bechoros. So you're only going to take one animal out. The Omar, and you say, Kol makam shehua pesach, wherever my korban pesach is, kedushaso tochel al zeh. I want its kedusha to go on this animal, the akrivenu shlamim im karav pesach. And if pesach's over already, then you bring it as a shlamim. If this happened, all happened in time for pesach, you would do it.
If you're that's waiting for them to develop moves,
yeah,
you're
can pesach can that's why it's most quickly. Likely it's going to end up being a
shlamim.
Okay, now this next halacha is a real shocker to me. A mafresh pisco achalon is geyer. You had this guy, he was waiting to convert, he was really excited.
Yeah.
So he already designates his korban pesach.
But has he converted yet?
No. Then, with this geyer.
Didn't he ask a question?
Then he, well, he was excited. Then he converts. Or achalon ishtachim. Ishtachim, he was a slave, and he wasn't yet redeemed. And
only
he became
half redeemed,
let's say. Yeah. Achalon saros. Or was a little kid. Oh, this is getting back to Martin's question, sort of. That's wrong. Ram doesn't deal with it straight up. You have a little kid who's less than bar mitzvah, and he designates a little sheep for his korban pesach, the heavy, and then he becomes bar mitzvah. Now the Rambam says, "Arei zema krivu l'shem pesach." You can bring it for your korban pesach. And now they discuss how in the world. I mean, it's a little interesting. You could designate. It seems once a non-Jew is again. So that's what's interesting about it. It seems like he can designate a korban pesach, even though he was not. The Rambam doesn't say you have to redo it. It seems you don't have to. Which is really interesting. Yeah, so he's going to explain why. So even though, but even before that, the question is, why does it even work at all?
Yeah.
So for the non-Jew and the Eved, it seems since a non-Jew could make certain korbanos, he can make an ola. So it seems.
But definitely, I mean, a non-Jew cannot seem do from a this.
It would seem from but we're going to get to it in a second.
It's
though. I'm just
the same
saying.
Person anymore, right?
I know. See, that's what's interesting about it. The Rambam still holds he's somewhat the same guy that he. You know, we don't say that it's lost its owner. That's what's interesting about it. That's why it's a real shock. It's not that it lost its owner.
But let's say he doesn't bring it. He converts it and he brings another one. No, what a way to start off.
Then he'd bring the other one as a shlamim. He'd bring the other one as a shlamim. But to me, what's interesting, it would seem from this Rambam that a non-Jew could just separate any korban as long as the person who it's for is going to be able to eat it. So theoretically, it would sound like a non-Jew could declare his korban for you. Let's say, you know, he wants to give you a gift, you know, for your holiday. So he says, here, I designated this sheep for you as a korban pesach. It would seem like it would work.
Yeah. Meaning, because it's the same thing a non-Jew is designating for a Jew.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't converted, he designated.
So it seems like he has the capacity to give the designation.
Yeah.
Now the only question is, wait a minute. When he designated for himself, and he wasn't fit at the time.
Well, he wasn't
himself. So we should say that the animal is dachui. We should say it's pushed off. So Rambam goes with the opinion, she'ein ba'alechayim nidachim. As long as an animal is alive, it can't get that status of pushed off. So even though you're right, for the first couple of days it was invalid because non-Jews can't bring korbanos, Korban Pesach, it can become re-valid when he becomes Jewish. And they say in the commentaries, the one thing they're bothered by is the minor, because the minor can't really affect anything.
Yeah.
But there's a halacha, if you're over 12 and you're if you're intelligent, you know what Hekdesh and all that stuff's about, you're called, the phrase they give is mufla samach la'ish, meaning someone who knows what he's talking about and is close to being bar mitzvah. Such a person can, in fact, make vows to the Beis Hamikdash, which in this case would work out perfectly. If it's going to be Korban Pesach has to always be less than a year anyways, right? So if the kid is designated Korban Pesach, which is going to be fit,
designation,
and he's turning bar mitzvah before Pesach, so obviously it was less than a year before his bar mitzvah.
It has to be that he's getting very close
exactly, to
the thing. It's not
so therefore, that's why it would work, is because he's over bar mitzvah. He's close enough to his bar mitzvah, and he knows enough that it would work. Kamosha bar mitzvah, that's like we explained earlier. Okay, next. I'm out for Shmos, the Pesach of Osiru. A guy separated money for his sheep for his Korban Pesach, and guess what? The prices went down. He got a deal. Vosiri had extra money.
Wait. Prices go down before Pesach?
Never. Mark, you've never heard. That's why they say the good old days. Yeah, exactly. And I understand what when they say the good old days, because today it's unheard of. The same thing, the same batzah was doubled in price. The grape juice. Oh, it goes up to 9-something.
Vosiru.
420.
Let's talk up now.
So anyway, Vosiru had leftover money, believe it or not. Yavi Amosir Shlomim. The money is like Korban Pesach. He got leftovers. He's bringing it as a Shlomim. Now, Hamimana. Now, hold on, halacha here. Hamimana Acherim Al Pisco Vachigagaso. Someone who allows other people to join his group, right? They're paying in to join his group for his Korban Pesach and his Chagiga. So here's the issue. He's already designated this animal as holy. So theoretically, the entire animal is holy. And he paid $100 for the animal. Now, his friend, Chaim Yankel, has already designated, he planned on only joining the group, not being the whole group. So he designated, let's say, 10 people in the group, the animal's $100, he designated $10. And he's already given the Kiddush, he already put the Kiddush on the money. He said, this $10 is for a Korban Pesach. Right? So Chaim Yankel now goes over to the owner and gives him a holy $10 to join in the group of his already holy sheep. So the question is, how does this $10 ever lose its sanctity? There's no room left on the sheep, so to speak, for the money to go to.
Yeah.
So the Rambam is going to say, no. Basically going to say that when they designated the sheep and the money, they intended that when this situation would arise, that either the Kedusha wouldn't come, or there'd be leftover room, whatever it is. Rambam doesn't say exactly, but something along those lines. So now, so someone either joins his Korban Pesach or his Chagiga that goes along with it. And the money that he buys his portion actually becomes unholy, becomes chulin. Even though that this guy designated the sheep for his Korban Pesach. This guy designated money for his Pesach. And he went and took the money, right? And he bought it to get his portion to be part of the Korban Pesach. Still, no matter what, the money becomes unsanctified.
Wait, the moment the sheep is bought.
When he's buying it, he's buying his portion.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheep's already. Because on that. On this condition, Igdishu Yisrael is Pischeim, Veskagikasam, Vesmos Pischeim Gagasam. That was what they had in mind. See, right, the Rambam's saying both. That's what they had in mind when they make their Korban Pesach sanctified, when they make their money sanctified. So he's not really saying which one's giving over here. But one of the two is given in that it was never really meant to fully be holy on the side that the guy he finds is already sanctified his Korban Pesach. He wanted that the money wouldn't be holy, so fine. But really, it's a whole thing brought from Sukkim, but that's the basic idea, is that that's what they do. Okay, now, Halach Yir Aleph, Eitzim Shel Tzlias HaPesach, the wood that's roasting. Used for roasting the Korban Pesach, Kepesach, in regards to this halacha, we treat it as if it's the Korban Pesach itself, and the money that was designated for Korban Pesach could actually be used when he's joined the group,
the
and then use that money. V'chein Matzah U'morer, also the matzah and the morer, but I guess just the matzah that you're eating with the Korban Pesach, since they go along with the Korban Pesach. Hareim ke Pesach. They're like the Korban Pesach. V'mlokach v'moes ha-Pesach. And if you take your money from that was with the Korban Pesach, mishamana osam imo, someone who was with him, k'dei limnosam imo matzah mar, to be included in the group with matzah umar. Oh, lios l'chelik be'etzim shetzol imo, or for the wood that he's going to roast with them. The money would go out for chulin, and it would be unholy because it's kedusha. So you were able to use the money for these things. Again, this,
so there was many things you could use the money for here.
But again, this case would seem more. It's because we already said before. If a lot of times you can use it for anything, the money becomes chulin. But this would be more in a case when the guy was just buying the eitzim directly.
I understand what it means, the wood is equivalent. What are we talking about? Like what does that mean?
Meaning that even though you designate this money for the Korban Pesach, that wood is considered part of those uses. So therefore,
so you didn't use it as meila? I don't. What is that? Or is it like,
if you wouldn't have used it for wood, you're saying.
Yeah, if you used it for your own,
you used it for something else.
Yeah. Used it to heat the house.
Yeah, then it would be. That's why it's a little complicated, because the Rambam said in the case before. In a classic case of one guy designated the court based on the other guy designating the money, once he gives the money, it becomes chulin.
Yeah.
But over here, he's saying even if you wouldn't have that case, it would be a slightly different case. At least you could use the money to
buy
the wood.
But it's almost like the second
like
case explains the first case.
No, but the first case was even a greater chiddush.
I know, it's a greater chiddush because he said there is no money left for the korban pesach because it's all been purchased, but it still gets flipped over to chulin. Yeah, here we're saying you don't have to worry about that a lot because you've got the wood, and then you got the maror, and they didn't have any stuff to wash it with, so you had to buy the bug-free maror, which was a lot more expensive.
It seems to say if you're paying the money and you're giving them as to join for the wood or for the matzah maror, that's what it seems to be. You're doing it for those things, even though those things don't get a sanctity.
Right.
But since it's for the sake of the Korban Pesach, the kedusha will go off.
It's a pack. It's you're buying the package.
Will go off the money. Yeah, it's an why would the guy be doing it this way? Is interesting. It's like I'm buying that. I'm giving you the money to buy the mar, and then I guess you're letting me join the Korban Pesach and everything. But since even though I said it's for mar, and mar is something which doesn't have kedusha, but still the money's kedusha will go off.